Hawks Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Coast and anyone else listening out there in the 106.5 FM app, good to have you today. My name is Jeff Poor. I am identifying as a male. He, him are my pronouns today because that's what you have to do, apparently. However, not really. I'm Terry Lathan. I'm actually the former chairwoman of the Alabama Republican Party. 45-year volunteer in the Republican Party, never made a cent, probably made a bunch of people mad, but that's okay. We're in a good place right now, and I have some things I'd love to share with you about our party, about what's going on in our state, in our nation, and thank you for listening. I've always said people listen to conservative radio shows are true patriots. You want to learn, you want to be a part, and you want to hear. So, congratulations to Jeff Poor and his lovely wife on their new wee publican who was born this week. That is the only reason I'm here. I've checked the FEC rules pretty well. I know they have lawyers on standby with me being here. But thank you all for your patience today and hope we have some fun and we learned a lot. So stay tuned. I've got some great guests. Sitting next to me, literally in the sound booth, is Congressman Jerry Carl. Coming up next, Todd Stacey. I call him OnStar Todd because he knows so much stuff, what's going on in Montgomery. I'm going to do True Confessions today because today is National True Confessions Day.
Oh, gosh.
So at 10 a.m., I'm going to share publicly some secrets when I was chairwoman of the Alabama Republican Party first coming up, how Donald Trump got to Ladd People's Stadium. I do know the backstory there, and I'll be sharing that. April Marie Fogle, another friend, and does this a lot better than I do coming up. And last but not least, Senator Chris Elliott, who we want to talk up some woke stuff with him because he's not having it, and I don't blame him, and I'm glad he's not. So anyway, it's great to have everyone here today. Happy Ides of March. I call it Watch Your Back Day because apparently on this day, this is when Julius Caesar was, in the back with Brutus, his quote friends took him out. True Confessions Day, and I got some great guests today. So thanks for being with me and thanks for being patient with me. But first and foremost, my friend, honestly, 40 years.
Plus, yeah.
40-year friend, he and his wife, Tina, of my husband and myself, Congressman Jerry Carl. We were neighbors across the street. We were very young.
We raised our children together.
We did. We had children, not together, but when you had children, we were there. When my babies were born, you and Tina were there. When we buried parents, we stood by each other.
That's right.
So those are very dear friendships to me. And I just want to tell you, for the first time, here you are, our congressman for another year. I'm so proud of you and
Thank
all you've
you.
Done. You have been a guardian. You have been a warrior for the Gulf Coast, and I know you're going to continue to be because that's the kind of person you are.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, tell us what. Look, everyone's talking about TikTok. All right. I'm not a TikToker, as I call it.
That surprises me.
Yeah, I'm not really into that.
You're so social.
I am. I love.
Oriented.
Yeah. I am socially. I love tech stuff. But I'm more like I want to watch little funny kids and monkeys and dogs and cats.
That's me.
That's my reels.
That's the extent of mine.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. But I'm not really a TikToker. I understand 170 million Americans are. Good gosh, isn't that almost half the country?
Yeah, so we got quite a few responses. They lit our phones up for a few days, and I think most everybody's misreading what this bill actually says. This bill says it forces the CCP, which is a Chinese Communist Party, to dissolve itself from ownership. That's what it says. It doesn't say we're going to take away your rights to be on TikTok. It doesn't say that we're going to screen what's on TikTok. We're simply saying that we're going to force the CCP to get out of ownership position because they're using it as a tool to actually track and learn information on Americans. And you say, well, everybody does that. Well, we got to start somewhere. The CCP is a little different than Google in my mind. Neither one of them I agree with, but certainly better than that. But it got to where it was bizarre because they shut your TikTok account down, and when you went on TikTok, it would give you a app where you'd have to put your zip code in, and the zip code would pop up your congressman's name with a telephone number. you had to touch that and actually call the congressman to get it cut back on. So that gives you some idea of what kind of power that they've got and what they're and from that what they've been able to do is actually decide who is politically connected, who is willing to step out on that limb, so on and so forth. So, and we got intel, we got briefed in a secure setting, and we know some inside stuff that they actually do on TikTok. So I didn't have a bit of problem voting for that bill to separate CCP from TikTok.
Yeah, one of the reasons I just want to bring it up briefly, it's a pretty hot topic, and I know I think even the show has been covering it, but you were the individual that got to speak for us. You were the individual mm-hmm. that went on the floor of the House of Representatives and in Congress, and you voted. There's a binary vote. There was a yes and there was a no. It's my understanding 15 Republicans voted no. And so I just was interested in what were you hearing when you were around? I mean, the Democrats and Republicans, it seemed very strongly voted that we need to be careful. And it, like your vote was a yes vote.
Yeah.
We're gonna. Isn't it 6 months? They have 6 months, the company, to sell because they have roots to the Chinese Communist Party. If they sell, then everything's square. Yeah, no problem.
It stays the way it is. So there's a lot of money involved. There's a lot of very wealthy Americans that are involved in money in that company. One particular guy's got $30 billion at stake here. So, you'd have to ask the people that voted against the bill why they voted against it. I can't tell you, but I know he is a heavy contributor to a lot of campaigns. I think they've targeted a couple of senators that he's donated to, but when you start looking, you're going to find this. This is where the true swamp starts paying off, and people want to accuse everybody of being part of the swamp. You've got it here. This is where it shows up.
I heard that Kellyanne Conway mm-hmm. was on the Hill, and she was lobbying to vote no on this, to allow it to keep going. Don't bother it.
Well, and everybody's entitled to their opinion. I mean, they may be right. I may be wrong. I'm not going to go that far and say that I'm perfectly right. But you have to look at the evidence. You have to look at you have to step out there sometime, especially the young people, 30 and younger. They don't understand the Communist Party like we do. I mean, we grew up in the Cold War era, and we understand how the Communist Party actually works. They don't. It's just something in a history book. You have to take those hard votes, and this was one for some people. It wasn't for me.
Yeah. I heard Congressman Robert Atterholt, one of your colleagues, he's in the 4th Congressional District in Alabama, and I loved what he said. I just thought it was interesting the way he put it. He said, if one Chinese spy balloon that mm-hmm. went across the country bothered you, then you need to understand there's 170 million little spy balloons.
Yep.
On TikTok, getting American information and then moving it to the Chinese Communist government.
Yeah, if you sat in on that briefing, it would scare you to death, some of the things that they can actually do through TikTok.
Right.
So it's not a good app. Parents, it is not a good app for your children. I know it. I've never been on it, to be quite honest. I couldn't tell you anything about it, but it is not a good app for young people.
Yeah, I know it is a very lucrative business for sure. We're certainly capitalist in this country. Some people would say, but it's a First Amendment right. And these are some.
We're not talking about First Amendment rights. We're talking about separating CCP from a company that's owned in America that drives political influence.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about.
I'm just saying some congressmen who voted against it were saying. That was some of their overall. This is First Amendment rights and stuff. But everybody's got their view. And everyone, when you have to cast those votes, it's a binary vote. So
that's
yes
it.
Or no.
That's it.
So thank you. Appreciate you checking on that. Can you stay a few more minutes? I want to ask
sure.
you about
Love
something
to.
Chuck Schumer's done that I think is absolutely insane.
Son, you don't have to fight to be a man.
Hold her up tight. Well, I love Dixieland Delight. I love Alabama, but, you know, as an Auburn girl, I hear that, and I think the University of Alabama, and seeing some of those, not TikTokers, Congressman Carl, but seeing some of those videos, it's pretty incredible. Auburn's got the swag going, so we could compete with the Dixieland Delight. Met Alabama, met some of their members. Boy, they are downhole folks. They really are. Really, really are. And they've gotten in the political realm. Randy Owens has a few times. He's not afraid to jump in. He does not care for liberals and Democrats. Honestly, he told me one time, it was back in 2016, I approached him at an event. It was a Marco Rubio event. And I said, hey, I would love Alabama to come play at the RNC convention. And Trump was going to be the nominee at the time, but Rubio was in Alabama. And he leaned over to me. He goes, that Hillary Clinton group called me and wanted us to sing at the DNC. And I told them, well, I can't repeat it. I think there's some FEC laws here. I'm like, yeah, I knew I liked
Little
you.
Little Sand Mountain came out. Didn't
Little Sand Mountain. He's like, heck no. I thought that was great. Real quick, I mentioned Senator Chuck Schumer. He has done something that I find absolutely appalling. On the floor of the Senate, I believe it was yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, and has asked the people of Israel to remove their Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu. Congressman Carl.
Yeah, I've met Bibi two or three times. Nice guy, very committed to Israel, and Israel, in my opinion, is doing the right thing. You can't just stop a war mid. You have to finish it. There has to be an ending to it. But, you know, we get chased around the Capitol by the Palestinians all the time, putting cameras in our face. They're carrying babies. They're screaming, you know, that we're baby killers. I mean, we hear it all the time. So what Schumer is bowing to, he's trying to bow to those Palestinians that are turning on President Biden. That's what that's about. We Americans, you know, Alabama was the first state to recognize Israel. Most folks don't know that. Back in, I think it was 1941, we recognized Israel as a Jewish nation. So Alabama has got tremendous roots. I may be off on the date, but we have tremendous roots with it, with Israel company and I had the AIPAC in the other day. And we were going through a punch list of things I could do to help them. And they're really running out of options. But don't underestimate God. I mean, God's hand. I mean, that's a holy war. You can call it what you want to. But you better not underestimate God in that situation, because they are the chosen people for a reason.
Yeah, I was really taken back by him doing that. And I was sitting there thinking, well, if you're going to do that, why don't you call for the removal of other countries, the head of their states, that are dictators or have political prisoners that can't sit around at a microphone like we're doing right now and use our freedom of speech. Well, What is wrong with you?
Yeah, well, the reason is they don't have the protesters moving around the building and threatening to boycott Biden in an election. So that's the reason for that.
Yeah, I didn't like that. That's a bad look. And it's just
welcome to Washington.
Yeah, right. Trying to stay out of there as much as but appreciate you being there, by the way. Yeah. So I want to talk about something honestly, I've heard about it, one of the most non-sexiest subjects. However, extremely important to the Gulf Coast, and that is the Rice's Well.
Right.
Now, RICE, Rice's Well. And you know about Rice's Well. And I'd just like you, if you take a few minutes and explain to the listening audience how important this is to the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, so people don't realize that most of the things we do not get publicized, and they certainly do not wind up on Fox News, and people don't know about them. But the Rice's Well was a well that was quote-unquote discovered, a new breed of whale. When it came to us, they were trying to shut the Gulf down to boat traffic. Which we knew they were targeting the oil industry is what they were targeting.
Of course.
So we threw a committee together. I'm on natural resources, myself and Garrett Graves. We threw a committee together. We got them, Noah in front of us. We asked us how many whales they were, and they counted 57, they said. How many did you see? They've seen zero. Then we asked, how do they know there were 57? They said they think they heard one. So we just embarrassed them with about 2 weeks of conversation, and we got them to back off. So they did not close the Gulf down. Now, what that would have meant is any boat over 35 feet could not travel any faster than 10 miles per hour, and no night traffic No night traffic whatsoever.
Wait. Repeat that one more time for the people of the Gulf Coast.
So any of you fishermen out there that have a boat that's over 35 feet, you're not going to be able to go over 10 miles per hour. So if you're going 50 miles out, which you're used to running that in a couple of hours pretty easy, it would take you 5 hours to get out there. And no night traffic whatsoever. So just the container port, just the idea of the container port. So we managed to get that shut down. That's the good thing. We fought, and myself and Garrett. Garrett's over in Louisiana, but it looks like they're going to impose it on the East Coast now. So the East Coast is going to have that problem. Now that you know, with myself going out, you know, redistricting and losing to Congressman Moore, it looks like Garrett's going to be redistricting, probably going to fall under the same the axe. There'll be no representation for the Gulf Coast. So. That's probably going to be something that's going to be imposed in the near future. And how does it affect Mobile? Think about the container traffic. You can't control with high winds. You can't control a 200-foot boat very well at 10 miles per hour, so coming in and out. And they will manage the speed of the boats. They'll manage the speed of your fishing boat. Deep sea rodeo. I mean, think about that for just a second. You want to go out the night before? And you run out at night, it will no longer be possible. So those are the kind of things aren't sexy that you don't read about or see about, but those are the things we're sent up there to actually fight for, and I think we've done a pretty good job so far.
I think you have too, and I'll tell you, I've always said, I've never run for office, but I like being on the other side. I like being in the party. I like talking about platform issues and policies. I've always said, yes, we have to have people, we have to let our people to go speak for those policies. But at the end of the day, it's about the platform and the policy. And I think running for office is particularly hard. I think it's easy for people to sling arrows and throw rocks. I may or may not have thrown a few of my own, even in my own party with some of my own people. Sometimes I think we all have because we have different opinions. But the fact of the matter is, it is really hard to run for office and then go do the work. And particularly in Congress, particularly right now, if you're, we're just on the edge of barely being a majority, we're losing some Republican congressional members. I think November is going to just be a real pivot point for our country.
Yeah, and the American voters are mad. I don't blame them. They're mad.
They should be.
Yeah, and they're blaming, you know, the Congress. And it's the things that you don't see. That it is what we actually fight for. And a lot of it's created by the media, just like this TikTok thing. That's a no-brainer to me. But yet it's just blown up on the media. It's blown up on the TV, and everybody wants to make a big deal out of it. Do you want the Communist Party listening to your cell phone conversations? Okay, they're going to. If you got a TikTok app on there, guess what? They're going to be listening. So if that offends you, you know, those are the type of things that are hard to take votes on, but we just keep moving. You know, I've given this district 12 years of my life, and I feel I've enjoyed every minute of it. We're going to move on with our life. What's that going to be? Everybody keeps telling me, what are you going to do? Well, it's only been 2 weeks. You know, we got eight months left here to finish out our term, and we're going to go out the same way we came in, with our head high and doing the best job we possibly can.
Absolutely, and I expect nothing less of
we're gonna
you.
We're going to make sure Barry Moore gets well placed. I've been to him twice. I've talked to him twice.
Good.
Offered everything I can do to make sure that we're successful and taken care of here on the Gulf Coast.
I know you will, and he'll be very open to that. And I've known Barry and his family for many years and worked with them. I actually appointed his daughter back in, I think, 2016 to the Alabama Republican Party. Yeah, I had 10 placements. The chairman has 10 appointments.
I didn't know that one.
And yes. I think she was a student at the time, and I wanted young people, and I wanted minorities, and those were my chosen.
I think she was the youngest Trump delegate.
I think she was, at the time.
Yeah,
so I noticed her and said, hey, come on and join us. And so it's important to have young people. And I know you're going to finish strong, and I appreciate you, especially this rice as well. This is a real issue for the Gulf Coast. It's boring. It might not make a lot of headlines, but it's really important.
If you're a fisherman, it's a big issue.
Yeah, and that's a big part of our economy, too. So thank you for working with Congressman Moore on that. We'll be welcoming him, and we'll be loving you all the way through this. And appreciate your service and love your heart.
Thank you, Ms. Chairman.
You're welcome. Yes, there were times, I'm sure.